From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Exie Sands, reading Arizona Embrace by Lee Greenwood. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. Arizona, 1878. Just a few more weeks and another murderer will hang. Trinity lowered his field glasses. He spoke the words into the wind, something he did a lot more these days. Hangmen didn't have friends. Not that Trinity Smith was a hangman, but he felt like one. It wasn't a feeling he liked, but he had become aware of it over the last few years. During the past month, it had settled over him like a thick fog, obscuring his vision and making him wonder what lay ahead. Never before in 13 years of tracking down convicted killers and returning them to justice had he doubted the justice of what he did. Murderers had to be punished. They couldn't be allowed to flout the judgment of society, or decent men and women wouldn't be safe. Still, the uneasy feeling nagged at his conscience. Trinity reminded himself that entire towns had turned out to thank him. They had tried to give him money, make him their sheriff, give him cows and land so he would settle nearby and continue to protect them. But he never accepted a reward. Knowing he had brought a murderer to justice had been all the reward he wanted. Trinity raised his field glasses and surveyed the scene below him once again. Mountain Valley Ranch lay snuggled between two low ridges in Arizona's Verde River Valley. Through the mountainside scattering of pines, fir, and spruce, their topknots waving in the breeze, he glimpsed several meadows covered in the pinkish purple of an abundant wildflower. Everywhere, grass grew to a height and thickness that testified to a winter of heavy snow and a spring of generous rains.